This week we're starting to read from the parashiyos that talk about karbonos. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Menachos and Daf Kuf Yud quotes Reb Shimon ben Azai, who says, "Bo ure maksiv beparashas karbonos. Come and see what's written in the parasha of the karbonos. Shelo nemar behen lokel velo elokim elo havaya." That in the parasha of the karbonos we don't find the shame of kel nor the shame elokim. We only find the shame havaya, the shame yudke vavke. So as not to give a pischon per, to give an opening, as Rashi explains, for someone to claim that shtei reshuyos heim chas v'shalom, that maybe the shame kale was mitzaveh certain karbonos, and the shame elokim was mitzaveh other karbonos, that there are different gods, chalila. So as not to give a pischon per, for someone to say that there are shtei reshuyos, that's why the Torah uses only the shame havaya. It uses one shame Hashem throughout the parasha of the karbonos. So this certainly explains why the Torah only uses one Shem Hashem. But the question is, why does the Dafka use the Shem Havaya? It doesn't use the other Shemos, but why pick the Shem Havaya? Maybe it could use a different Shem. Why Dafka the Shem Havaya? Rav Dessler in his Michtav Melio and Chelek Beis suggests that Shem Kel represents Midas Harachamim, like we find in the Pasuk Keli Keli Loma Azavtani. The Shem Kel refers to the Midav Rachamim, the Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he wants to be a Rachman with the world. The Shem Elokim, by contrast, refers to the Midah Sadin. The Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he wants to act with the world with the sense of Din. But what's the Shem Havaya about? Zogt Rav Dessler, the Shem Havaya, Ho Yehovah V'yiyah, past, present, and future, that symbolizes the fact that Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, that Ein Od Milvado, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything in the world. That's what the Shem Havaya denotes. And Dafka in the Parsha of Karbonos, the Torah uses the Shem Havaya because that's what Karbonos really are all about. Karbonos are about sacrifice. It's about being mevatel one's ratzon, being mevatel one's mitzius to Hashem's mitzius, being mevatel one's mitzius to the ratzon Hashem. Ramban is very troubled with the whole concept of karbonos. How do we understand karbonos? Does it really make sense that someone who doesn't have avera can just bring a karbon and it's mechaper? How does that work? At first glance, you'd imagine that the individual should be held responsible for his actions. Why should the Torah just allow the person to bring a karbon and it's mechaper and it can atone for his avera? So Dr. Ramban, when a person brings a karbon, he's really supposed to look at the karbon like it's himself. When he does smicha on the carbon, when he leans on the carbon, he should feel that that's connected the maisa avera that he did with his yodayim. When he says vidur on the carbon, that's connected the dibura that he did. When the kerev and the kloyos are burnt on the mizbeach, the person should be looking at the kerev and the kloyos. These are the klei machshava, the klei taiva of the behema and of the individual. So he should be looking at the behema and saying, it's because my klei machshava and my klei taiva were not used properly. That's why I really should be punished. When the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach, he should think dama benafsho, that he really should deserve that his dam should be sprinkled on the mizbeach. When the carbon is brought on the mizbeach, the person should be looking at that behema, and he should imagine himself that really it should be domo tachas domo, nafsho tachas nafsho, that he really should be brought on the mizbeach in place of the carbon. But mechaste Hashem, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, he agreed to take a tmura. He agreed to take something in place of the individual. Bringing of the karban should cause the individual, cause the person, cause the balavera to be mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should understand that he has to have a sense of karban, a sense of sacrifice in life. That bringing the sacrifice, bringing the karban, should cause the individual to live with a sense of sacrifice. That a person should be mishabed his actions. He should sacrifice his own midos, his drives, and his desires to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And that's why the Shem Havaya is used in the Parsha of Karbonos, to highlight the importance of being mevatel oneself to Ratzon Hashem, that a person should realize that he should use all of his kochos, he should harness all of his kochos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This message is especially relevant in these challenging times when the world is gripped with the fear of COVID-19. This past Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Pei, we all davened in shul together, Uvechein Tein Partoch Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Ma'asecha Ve'moscha Al Kol Ma'ashevarosa. We davened that Hashem should put His pachad on everyone, every person in the world. should be the king over the entire world, that everyone should coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should give him the Keser Melucha, they should crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over the entire world. Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel ki l'chotich rakol berach tishovah kol loshem. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the melech al kol ha'olam kula. Someone commented that the word corona in Latin means the crown. We daven on Rosh Hashanah v'yitu l'cha Keser Melucha, that the world should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Keser Melucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this crisis, is sending us a message. He's sending a message to the whole world that he's in control, that Ein Od Milvada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He's the one that everyone should crown as the Melech on the entire world. We daven Rosh Hashanah, Su Sharim Rosh Hashem, Su Pischei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. We daven that the Melech HaKavod should come and he should judge the world. COVID-19 has taught the whole world that there's only one Melech HaKavod, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Melech HaKavod is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the one who's in charge of the entire world. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainios that when sorrows face a tzibur, a person shouldn't just say it's a mikra. It happens like this, you know. Things happen that there are tzoros in the world. A person shouldn't say that, but rather he should be mefashbesh b'maisav. He should do tshuva. He should try to change, try to do better. That's the purpose of the tzara. What are we supposed to do? We don't have nevi'im. We don't have a direct line to really know which averis we should be working on, what we should improve, how we can do better. But I think there are three areas that we can all work on. The first is to strengthen ourselves in tefillah. What does that mean? We keep on talking about strengthening ourselves in tefillah. Does it just mean, you know, working harder at it? How can we strengthen ourselves? How can we have more kavana? You know, people ask, I try to have kavana on a daily basis. Even in these times, I try to have kavana. It's so hard to have extra kavana. What does that mean? We know that there's a machlokas harishonim where the tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. What kind of tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa? The Rambam writes that tefillah every day is a mitzvah deraisa. Once a day, every day is deraisa. Ramban disagrees and he says that tefillah deraisa is tefillah be'es tzara. Tefillah be'es tzara is deraisa. Sefer HaChinuch comments that according to the Ramban, someone who doesn't daven be'es tzara is mevatel a mitzvah saseh deraisa. If there's a crisis for the tzibur and a person doesn't daven, he's mevatel a mitzvah saseh deraisa. What does the Rambam hold? How does the Rambam feel? Tefillah is not just be'es tzara. Tefillah is daraisa each and every day. The Rav was fond of saying that the Rambam doesn't really argue fundamentally with the Ramban. The Rambam also agrees that tefillah daraisa is only be'es tzara. It's just the Rambam feels that every day is an es tzara. Because a person really never knows what's going to happen on that day. The trials and tribulations of everyday life, the Rambam claims, are also an es tzara. Are we really as secure as we think we are, physically, financially? Coronavirus has taught us the hard way that there's really no guarantee to life. There's no guarantee to the stock market. We can go from a bull market to correction territory to a bear market in just 2 weeks. There's no guarantee to the stock market, and really there's no guarantee to anything in life. That's what COVID-19 has taught us. It's hard to have kavanah and tefillah. But the reason why it's hard to have kavanah is because we don't really feel that we're be'es tzara. We don't feel every day that we're be'es tzara. And you know, a lot of people, even in the current crisis, don't really feel that they're be'es tzara. Because the news is telling us that, you know, if someone is older people, it's really dangerous for the older people. And for people who are compromised medically, people who have some underlying health condition, for them it's really dangerous. But for the average individual, for younger people, it's, you know, you can weather it. It's not such a big deal. Oy. Och and vey. Because we heard that, so now we don't feel like it's an eis tzara. If it's not an eis tzara, so we go back to the regular mode, that olam kiminhago noheg. We don't realize that there really is no guarantee to life. We don't think that it's an eis tzara. We have to change. We have to internalize that feeling that there is no guarantee in life. We have to beg, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, give me a new lease on life. My physical security, my financial security, my health, We need rachamim each and every day because every day is an eis tzara. That's what the Rambam is telling us. If we truly internalize that feeling that every day is an eis tzara, we'd probably daven differently. I think this is one area that we should work on. We should appreciate that there is no guarantee in life, that really every day is an eis tzara, not just the time that we're affected by COVID-19. But there's another area that we can work on as well, and that's the area of sacrifice, of korban. Korban. Batal ritzoncha mipnei ritzona. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says a person should be mevatel his rotzon to rotzon Hashem. That means to be mevatel our attitudes, to sacrifice our attitudes, to sacrifice our desires to fulfill the ratzon Hashem. And I think especially bein odom lachavero. It's so important to sacrifice bein odom lachavero. When they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky what people should work on in this crisis, to have a zchus during these challenging times, he said that people should be dan lakav zchus more. They should say less loshon hara. They should be maver al midosav. Look away when someone wrongs you. That's what he says. And Be'emes, these inyonim are relevant for every day. But Be'ez Tzara especially. That's how a person can have his chus, Be'ez Tzara. Sefer Tomer Dvara really addresses this very issue. What's the Tomer Dvara about? He talks about the Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Gimel Midos. And he says that Keneged, those Yud Gimel Midos are the Yud Gimel Dvarim, 13 ways that Bein Adam Lachavero, a person can be maver al midosav. A person can sacrifice Bein Adam Lachavero. To look away in certain circumstances when people don't treat them properly. If we want to get rachamei shamayim, if we want to get chasnei Hashem, then we have to act with rachamim towards other people as well. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Kala merachem al abrios, merachamim al lov min hashamayim." It's tit for tat. It's a mida keneged mida. If we want rachamim, then we have to act with others. We have to sacrifice our desires and our covet. We have to sacrifice for other people. Imaver al midosav, a person has to look away. Look away, someone didn't treat them properly. Someone is late in giving them the help that they want, the help that they asked for. So we don't have to lash out. We should look away. Hopefully if we treat other people with rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us with rachamim as well. I think there's one final area that we can work on. COVID-19 has certainly made us distant from each other. But it's also made us distant from our Batei Knesios. We're not able to daven in shul like we used to. And I think maybe it's a time that we should make a Kabbalah that when we're able to go back into shul, we're going to deal with the shul, we're going to act in shul with proper kavod. We're going to take the opportunity to appreciate kavod beis haknesses. The kavod beis haknesses that perhaps was lacking a little bit. We're going to try to strengthen ourselves specifically in this area. To turn off the cell phones when we're davening. To stop talking in shul. All of the talking in shul. Even the hinting and the winks and the snapping. To stop all the talking. To focus on being mechavin in the tefillah. To slow down the tempo of davening. We don't have to daven so fast. If we were talking to the deen, we wouldn't talk so fast. Why should we talk so fast in tefillah? We have to work on ourselves to bring back proper cover to the Beis HaKnesses. It's something that we always should work on. But I think in this crisis has reminded us the importance of cover Beis HaKnesses. Because when something is taken away from us, it reminds us how dear it should be, and how much we have to value that gift that we normally have, the gift of a Beis HaKnesses. If we strengthen ourselves in tefillah, if we are mevatel our ritzonos bein adam lachavero, and we're makabel upon ourselves to act in shul with the proper sense of kavod, then hopefully the Melech HaKavod will respond and he'll send us the Yeshua that we need from this tzara. He'll heal all of the cholim and he'll protect the rest of us from getting sick. He'll bring us to the day when the whole world will realize that Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, a day that should come, Heira V'Yameinu, Amen.